I have two lads in front of me and they look banjaxed, and no wonder, because it was a long day out there, wasn't there?
For sure, geez, it was a hectic day. The match itself was long enough without going to extra time, and that's just really... Thank God everyone just put their shoulder to the wheel, and anywhere you looked, there was a fella in a Cushtown jersey bursting his gut. And he wasn't just bursting it for himself, he was bursting it for the 15 lads on the field, the 30 lads on the line, everyone up in the stands, he was bursting it for Cushtown. He wasn't just doing it for himself. So it's great to see.
And Owen, it was a nervy start. They went 4 points up, I think, and... You know, you looked nervous until you settled into the game.
Yeah, like, I know the long bus journey, we're not really used to. We've had our three home games this year. We were fast starters compared to the other teams throughout the championship. But yeah, they got the first three scores, and we thought, geez, we had a couple of wides as well, and hard to settle into the game. But once you settled down, Lee, man, kind of got going. Like, I know we were a bit complacent throughout the game, but, you know, we got crucial scores, crucial times, I think, you know, to get us back into the game, and the confidence grew. And once the confidence grew, I don't think they're... It was a close game, but geez, in our own heads, I thought, like, we couldn't lose this game.
Yeah, and at the end of the 60 minutes, you know you're going to face extra time.
Yeah.
Without Padder dragging the bodies.
And Danny Martin Carroll obviously went off.
He's
been absolutely
massive
all year for us. Absolutely. Just delighted we could do for him, and especially it's heartbreaking to see him go off for 5 or 10 minutes into a Leinster final. Like, no, you don't want to see it happen to anyone, especially not Danny, after putting in everything he has all year, and he's vice captain as well, and he's after really... putting in this year, so it's just delighted we could win for him when he wasn't playing, that we could do it for him.
You put in a massive effort for this, lads.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. Sure, we've been training since the start of January.
I know you hear a couple of teams coming back now in December, and it's earlier teams are getting, it's nearly like they're trying to emulate inter-county selves like as early as they can, but you know,
your fitness all the end up.
I think throughout the whole year, you know, you look at the Kilmore game in the semi-final, you know, we're a couple of points down at half-time, fitness really came into it. You look at the Clongheen game, blew him out of the water in the second half. And even in the second half, we looked comfortable in all the games we played so far, because our fitness levels are through the roof. And that's just testament to the lads, like, even the training, hurling football, you know, throughout the whole year, just where lads are flying and they're really keen on keeping up the fitness, and we're just playing. It's unreal. Yeah,
and what was really good was your defence were tight and disciplined.
I think so, because
not overlap ball in extra time, yeah, particularly.
At the start of the championship, you know, April time, we were leaking goals, leaking points, and all, and we kind of, and especially I think the Kilmore game after the summer break really opened up our eyes that we really need to tighten up defensively, and especially throughout this next championship, we probably defended even better now since we won the county final. We're like savages, we're like dogs there. Everyone's coming back and trying. You see Eric Cummins, he barely run himself about 2 years ago, and he's coming back to the field to dispossess the ball, you know. So it's that type of work rate that gets you to these finals and win them, thank God, and we did.
That's a credit to the background team, because the work after doing defensively is just astounding. Like, you're not just going up playing football, kicking a match for half an hour. They're setting out things, they're looking at what needs to be improved, and everyone there, Sir Father James, Donny Noonan coming in from Kyle Lear in the last couple of years, John Michael, who else is there? Barry Murphy, Trini Moore is there. So it's absolutely phenomenal. And the training then as well is just...
Unbelievable. It's great.
A great Christmas, sort of.
Be a good Christmas. Sure, look, it's different to see. Like, we never got to a Leinster final, never played a Leinster championship, so it's great to see.
New territory.
Look, we give the next couple of weeks good. We'll enjoy ourselves tonight and over the next couple of days. Look, we'll come back and work hard, and that's all we can do.
Well done, lads.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Celebrations.